up, y'all? It's your girl, Bree, and you are now tuned in to Deep Breaths. On today's episode, we'll be discussing commitment. Commitment in the aspect of relationships. And commitment to our well-being. Commitment to our success. Commitment to our growth. Commitment to whatever we need to have commitment to in order for us to be successful. In order for us to have continuous growth, continuous prosperity, and just being the real niggas that we want to be in life. Let's get it. Okay, so on today's episode, we have a guest.
Wait, we on?
Yes. We're on. We are on.
Hey, y'all.
This is
Oshkosh, a.k.a. Louv, a.k.a. Joshua Sharon Smith Johnson. Just in case anybody want to, you know, steal my identity and shit. Last four of the Social Security is non-plan.
Oh, God. But no, so we have a very, very close family friend of mine on today's episode.
Very close.
And I've known him for, how long have I known you?
What has it been, 10? Maybe 10, yeah.
10?
Me and Jasmine going on 10.
10? No.
Maybe like 8.
What? Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Like, me, your brother went to school. My sister, she like a year older than me, a grade older than me. So.
I didn't know Trey went to school with your sister.
Yeah. And low-key, we've been living in the same neighborhood like since we was little. We just never seen each other in crossing.
Oh, God.
Like, my grandma lived in the same neighborhood as your grandma lived in, type stuff.
No. Wow.
But yeah.
That is crazy.
It's been a minute.
I mean, you learn something new every day. But yeah, on today's episode, the topic will be commitment. So.
It's a heavy one. It's a loaded one, too.
So, okay, what do you want me to call you on this episode?
You can call me, Josh.
Okay.
Josh is cool.
Okay, I'm going to call you Josh. I didn't know if you want me to call you, you know, your stage name or, you know, your full name, like you just, you know, gave everyone.
No plugs.
Okay, cool. So, on today's episode, we will be discussing commitment. Commitment in the sense of in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Romantic relationships.
Uh-huh.
And commitment to self. What is commitment to you?
Commitment to me is
Take your time, brother.
Yeah, it's complicated.
It's heavy.
So what do you mean by commitment to me? Like,
what does commitment mean to you? How important is commitment to you? Like, while in a relationship, is that important for you? Do you need a woman to be solely committed to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why?
That's what I need. I need, like, the knowledge that she will submit.
So we're transitioning to submission.
Yeah, like not necessarily like I want to use it 24/7, but like just to know, like
she for you, and you just want the same. What Nip said, yeah, I just want you all for me. Yeah, okay.
This is my woman type shit.
So it's more so of you said this is my woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like some people, I know some people don't like, you know, some feminists don't like, you know, like we're not property. Like, nah, like.
You is.
Kind of.
Do you feel that it's important for you to show commitment to your significant other?
Yeah, it's most definitely important. That's not necessarily like, but like given the circumstances, and by circumstances I mean, you know, nature and biological composition and type shit, like it should be like a little more weighted, a little more of a weighted scale. Like it's not really, you know, if a man cheats on a woman in general, a woman should.
Y'all
think,
pause, because it's really crazy because his girlfriend is in the back. Like my neck is burning when I'm asking him these questions.
If a man, she claims she's not listening though, but. But if a man cheats on a woman, that's not to necessarily say like. You know, is it anything really necessarily wrong in our relationship? on the flip side, it's like a little more blatant. It's like
so you're one of those that feel that if a woman cheats on a man, it's more of an emotional thing, and when a guy cheats on a woman, it's him just cheating, but his heart is still with her. Are you saying that?
Pretty much, but it's not necessarily an emotional thing. She might, in general, I would say yes. Though. I know certain women that just, get a rush out of it or something, and it ain't no emotional. Some women really just want to dog these niggas like niggas be dog. And some women really be on that shit, and that, like, really make them feel good and shit. But, like, generally, overall, I think, yeah, like, it might not even be emotional. It's to say that something is wrong with what she's receiving in a relationship, most definitely. Whereas a man, it's not necessarily so. You could be perfectly fine in a relationship. And, a nigga is still cheap with, like, an ugly bitch, too. Like, a woman, excuse me.
Oh, my God.
A woman that's not even necessarily maybe on your level like that. Mm-hmm. Or, like, maybe aesthetically, or maybe, like, career-wise or financially. But, yeah.
So why is that, you think? Like, what is it? Is it like is it a personal thing a man has within himself that makes him want to do that? Like, is there like a lack of love for himself that leads to that?
I mean, I can see that. I know a lot of people be saying that. I can see how that maybe could be, like, the lack of love. But I think it's definitely like a...
Is it an ego booster?
It's all of it. It's like a... It's kind of just like how it is a little bit. Like, it's just the norm for a boy, like in the wood. Like, let's see how many numbers we can get. Like, girls didn't start play those games until, like, today, till, like, last year, like, when they got sexually liberated and stuff. But, like, niggas been, like, that's just how it's...
Act up, you'll get smashed up. Hey.
Yeah, it's a hot girl summer. I've been hearing.
Hot girl shit. But no, okay.
But,
so,
like, that's just how boys is raised. Like, daddies is raising their kids. Like, damn, look at, like, I know you don't really know nothing about this, but look at that ass on her. Like, look at it,
wow.
And that's just how, like, women, I don't imagine, maybe I don't know, I don't have no kids, but I don't imagine a mama would tell her 8-year-old daughter, like, look at that dick print. Look,
oh, my God.
He has the sweatpants on. Like, they just, it's just, we just wired differently. It's just different.
I could really understand that now that you put that in perspective. What do you think makes a man or a woman want to commit in a relationship? Do you think there's like a specific time frame once, like, after you meet them, or like, how does that go? Like, going back into your relationship, at what point were you like, you know what? I'm going to commit. I'm going to make this woman my woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect the same.
I feel like that's situational. One, like, you just got to play the cards you're dealt. I think overall, I would say, though, just sheer power. It's like, like, all relationships are a power dynamic. Somebody's got to be the alpha and somebody's got to be the beta.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like, that power lies with who's willing to risk more, or who's willing to lose more, or whatever. Like, whoever loves whoever more.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously probably going to want to get married more than the other person in every relationship. Like, I just love you. Like, it's just different. But I think for a man to want to commit, like I said, it's like a power game. Like, women got to, like, play, like, literally, like, almost mind games. Like, really? I think it's, like, a certain... I think every man is different, and every, like, type of man is different. Like, Black men are probably different, like, on the dating scene than, like, any other man. Like, I don't know, like, but yeah, it'll take, like, I don't know. You got to be smart. Like, you got to know the man in order to, like, basically, like, I don't know, somehow manipulate him into thinking that, like, you, like all is all he needs and wants.
Really?
Not I never just all he like needs. That. Some people, I think a lot of dudes be like, all I need is somebody to be all I need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And some dudes are cool with that. Some dudes are a little more particular, like, nah, I need you to be all I need. meaning, like, I don't know, like, whatever that means. Like, it could be financially. Like, I don't need no, like, no bum sucking up our own. I need a partnership. Like, we, like, all I need type stuff. Or, like, some type of balance so I can be motivated type stuff. And all I want. Also, like, you got to be, like, you know, bad or whatever. Like, you can't just be. You can't just have the need portion down. And, like, but for some men, it's like that. For some men, it's, like, both. For some dudes, just, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't just never getting, like, niggas never are committing.
Really?
Some men just want to find, like, that one woman that's going to put up with it.
And that's what I was going to ask.
Because it's, like,
so, do you, is okay, so, I've seen this a lot. And I'm not telling on myself. But I've seen this a lot in the media and, like, just with the friends that I have. Is it, like, a game to where y'all think, and I'm not saying y'all, you know, I'm not saying you in general. But is there, like, a game to where you think, okay, I'm going to test this out. I'm going to put her through this, 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 and that and see if she stay down. And that's the one that I'm going to finally commit to.
Yeah, I think some people do that. I'm kind of like that. Like, that's how I feel. Like, some people... love, like, that's my love language, I think. Okay. I'm not really into that. Like, it's like a science and stuff behind that type of stuff. But, like, I've heard about it. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, that's how I feel love. Like, I get on your nerves and, like, you put up with it and it's like...
wow, she really care about me. So, yeah. I'm going to... okay.
So, like, I can see that, definitely.
Okay. So, in a relationship, who do you feel should, like, jump off the porch first? Like, do you feel that the man should commit first and let her know, you know what? Let him know, you know what? I'm for you. Or do you think that the man should be the one or the woman? I forgot what I said first. But do you think, like, who should go first in it? Who should be like, you for me and cut everybody else off and I'm committed to you? And that's just going to be that. Like, what, do you think that it's more so of a masculine act? Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. Like, that question makes me think about, like, what does it mean to be committed? Like, literally in life. So
what does it mean?
So, like if you, when you're saying, like, you know, you for me and I'm for you, are we talking about still boyfriends and girlfriends? Or, like, are we talking about husbands and wives now?
For instance, the Diddy and Cassie situation. Mm-hmm. They were dating for a decade. Mm-hmm. Do you think that those should have been Cassie's, you know... Diddy, you need to cut everything else off and you need to be for me? Or do you think Diddy dropped the ball in that aspect? Do you think that, like, how does that happen? How does one date for a decade? How does that happen without committing? I'm not just saying committing with a ring or just in the sense of commitment of, we have that understanding that you're...
Is it known that they don't have that understanding? Like, he been cheating and shit, or what?
They weren't married. I mean, they weren't engaged. And, I mean, it's probably a media thing, because I don't feel like people in the regular world had that issue. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they weren't engaged, and now she's having another man's baby and living happily ever after.
See, Diddy might be you gotta be what I want and what I need type of nigga. Maybe Cassie don't, like, give him that balance, like, on some business shit or on some just self ambition.
But do you think there is a such thing as waiting too long to commit?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Most definitely. And to answer your question, I think it's gotta be the man to commit first. Most definitely.
Why?
Do
you feel like being, like, a woman being aggressive would be, like, a turn off?
Nah, not necessarily. It just won't work for you. Like, if a woman is thinking about jumping off the porch first, like, I would advise her not to, because it's not going to work out. Like, probably 9 out of 10, it's not going to work out. Like, you're going to be like, nigga, will you marry me? He's going to be like, yeah. I was just finna cut my bitches off. That's crazy you said that. That's so crazy you brought that up. Like, I was just, yeah, yes, babe. Like, nah, like, yeah. You probably should wait.
For the man, okay.
But, like I was saying, that's all, like, a mind game. You can wait, but you can, like, put pressure on them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Or, like, and, you know, put pressure on them meaning, like, a variety of different things. Like, that can mean no sex. That can mean getting your own apartment, like moving up, moving, like having your space.
No shacking up. That
can mean dating around or whatever. Like, you know, maybe you don't have the whatever title keeps you tied, quote unquote, committed to him. Because, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's commitment? Like, oh, if you're a boyfriend and a girlfriend, can you be committed? Can I ask you questions?
Yes, you can ask me questions. What was your question?
If you are
this is my show, nigga.
If you're a boyfriend and a girlfriend, can you be committed? Can you, like, how old do you have to be committed?
That's gonna be my next question. Like, is it, me personally, I don't feel like there's a specific age. I feel that, I mean, I don't want to tell on myself, but I never really was the type to need that commitment. Need a cookie cutter relationship. That society, I mean, kind of has people wanting, if that makes sense. I feel that there's not a specific age, but once you, I feel that it's more likely to want commitment late 20s, 30s.
What is commitment again?
That's commitment as in one person being for one person and not dating. In the sense of having multiple relationships, more than platonic relationships with other people, I feel. Commitment in the sense of...
But we're not talking about necessarily marriage. We're just talking about...
No, we're not necessarily talking about marriage. But after an age, I feel like that is what commitment is, you know? Like, at what age does, you know... What age is that for when you just say, you know what... I'm done with this boyfriend, girlfriend stuff, and I need to be married. Is it like it's a status of life of I have everything that I need now, so I'm ready to move on to marriage and to getting it legally on paper saying that we are joined?
I don't really believe in that process, but...
Ooh, get into that. Get into it.
And that's what I'm asking, like, because if me and Jasmine have been going together for the last 5 years or whatever... And we've been, like, I wouldn't be going with her unless I thought she was committed to me. What, like, quote unquote committed to me. And I'm sure it's likewise, meaning, like, I'm not going to cheat on her. Like, you know, not having other relationships that are non-platonic, like, on the side. Like, that's, like, you know, cheating. Now, obviously, like, it's already said that we're committed unless one of us is, like, cheating.
Correct. But there are relationships, though, that... They have that understanding of, yes, I'm for you, but I'm going to have these relationships on the side, and the woman's okay with that.
And if they was committed, then there would be no relationships on the side.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking. That was a question.
I mean, I don't...
And those relationships you speak of...
But I mean, it's really what you just said. What is commitment? If she's committed to him and his lifestyle, that's commitment.
So, like, and that's what I was, so, like, the part I don't believe, so, like, now we got getting married to, like, show everybody that we...
Proving a
some
point.
Shit that we already, like, been, we've been together since, like, you know, for 5 years now, and, like, thought that point was already proven. Like, unless they thought we was just running around having an open relationship, like, we was just fucking with each other, like, you know, doing
so do you believe in marriage?
Well, just not necessarily. Like, I believe... And, like, reading your partner and knowing, like, what they need. Like, how Cassie, hopefully, it seems like she realized that maybe he's a what I want, Diddy is a what I want and what I need type of nigga. And maybe I'm only checking one thing off the list. So, I'm going to move around to a nigga whose list I fulfill. And it seems like that's what she did. You got to read your nigga or your woman and go based off that. And I know my woman, like, wants to get married.
So you would do that for her because you were committed.
Yeah. I think that's what male marriage is. Like,
so it's more so of an understanding, not more so of like a proving a point type of thing. Like it's not like a... Do you feel like commitment is getting married?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like what's the difference? Like because if me and her get married, we've been like... I've been committed like all this time other than the parts where I was cheating and shit. But like, for the rest of the times, like that was commitment.
Oh,
so like, what are we getting married to show? Like,
yeah,
what are we?
Yeah,
You know, but in a perfect world, if we just was together all this time and I never cheated, like, what's going to be the difference once we put the ring on it? Like, I mean, I know there's a social difference and all that shit, and I want her to reap the benefits of all that. So, like, and I know that's something that she wants, so I'm going to do it for her and shit. But, like, when we're really thinking about it logically and, like sitting down, like, what are we really showing? What's, like, you finna, because I don't know, like, you finna not cheat on me now? Like, what, so what you been doing? Like, we've been together all this time. Like, what am I changing? Like, you really should be the same person. And I don't think, for a man, I think we see it different. Like, it doesn't really, like, change much, really. It's just like, a man is
committed to the woman and giving her what she wants. Exactly. Because he know that she wants it.
And really giving her the power.
Like compromising in a way.
Yeah.
Dang.
Exactly. Compromising.
Honestly, I feel like marriage is just an institution to try to, you know, never mind.
And then it's like, we don't love each other. I don't want to get into until we get the government involved. Yeah. Like, we don't really love each other. And then if we live together long enough and don't get the government involved, the government gonna get involved and be like, nah, y'all niggas is married.
They gonna kill us. What are we talking about
here? Yeah. You seen them robots them four robots killed nine scientists or something in Japan.
Oh God.
They're coming.
Oh God, I think I'm gonna edit that out. Right, I'm gonna edit that out. So
what else? Commitment. It's
why
such
do
a
you
loaded...
think that women in relationships are more so committed than men? Do you think that it's just in our nature to want to nurture and be all about one guy?
Most definitely. Since y'all are a condition, since y'all are young, that's why, like, I don't know, girls with, I don't know. I'll retract that statement. But nah, y'all are conditioned since y'all are young. Y'all get little babies when you're 3 years old, little babies, and y'all feed them. And then, like, y'all do all that shit, and then, like, y'all grow up and... You know, scientifically, like, or statistically, I should say, women are ready to settle down and you know, do all that type of stuff, move to that phase of their life sooner than men. Like, women mature sooner than men. Like, y'all just be ready and shit. It's so much, I don't know, it's maybe because y'all got to be on y'all toes all the time anyway, like, because y'all are just women and shit, and anything can happen to y'all. Y'all so precious, and, like, any random dude can overpower y'all and something bad can happen, so y'all, like, need... something to cling on to, like, it's in, like, y'all.
We could literally talk about this for days. Like, yeah. I did not think this topic through.
Yes,
into
it's
structuring
really, really
it, into structuring the conversation, but it's very abstract.
I really love
the idea of commitment in relationships, whether it be like, what are you going to be committed to? What is commitment? Much deeper. Exactly.
Now,
deeper than society standards.
Is most definitely essential. Like, niggas need some type of commitment to self.
Like, why do you feel that that's important?
Like, without the self-commitment part, it's going to be really, really hard. Without the self-commitment, like, down, like, pat down, like, it's going to be really, really hard to do any of the first part of this podcast that we were talking about. Like, it makes everything.
You think
way
it's impossible to be committed to a significant other if you're not committed to yourself? Like, how could you be committed to another person?
Yeah, I think
if you're not committed to what you like and what you don't like, what you want for your life and what you know that you don't want for your life, your standards. Right? When you look at it like that?
Yeah, but I think it's possible. I think we can use people and hide, like, from our fears, our biggest fears and shit. Like, it's some, like, people that cry themselves to sleep at night. Maybe some women in particular that cry themselves to sleep at night. Sometimes when they're lonely. And then other times they got, like, this one dude or this couple dudes. And they swap them in and out or, you know, hit them up. And then they have someone to sleep with. But, like, when they not with that dude, they like, independent bitches are getting up on the dance floor and shit until they go to bed. And then it's like, it starts getting a little somber once, like, bedtime come around.
I love you.
For real.
No matter what you do.
It's one of my favorite songs ever.
But yeah. Hope you understand me.
Every word
I say is true.
Why is that?
Cause I love you, baby. Okay. All right. But yeah. just...
Yeah, that self-commitment, you gotta, yeah. you gotta have...
But I mean, in the sense of your goals, though, like, how do you like what intrinsic motivation must you have in committing to yourself to wake up every day and be like, you know what, I'm finna clock in, or if you're a business owner, you know what, I'm going to dedicate this day to getting invoices out, or I'm going to dedicate today to try to get in the sense of my element of artistic capabilities and things like that. So what must you have in yourself to be committed to your goals? Like, what do you feel? Like, what routine, what habits must you uphold to be committed to your path and whatever you think success is for you and what you want?
Shit. Like, I'm giving tips right now?
Yeah, just personal, you know. You're a working man. Let's come on. You know what it takes.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta have fear. That's the biggest thing. That's really all I got. I'm scared to be in jail or in prison. Not really scared of jail or prison or none of that shit. Like, I'm just scared to be in jail. Side note,
in future, we will be discussing black men and PTSD and how society has, you know, focused PTSD on the veterans and all these, you know, white men. And how they neglect our black boys and black women in PTSD of, you know, living in the life in black spaces. But proceed, Josh.
Scared to motherfucking go to, like, to just be in jail, to be in confined like that. Mm-hmm. Scared of being my father and repeating, mm-hmm. like, fucking genealogical footsteps and mm-hmm. shit. Is that the right word?
I'm gonna have to Google afterwards.
Yeah, I think I said the right
one. I'm kind of off this line right now.
Scared of you know, society and shit, like expectations and like, you know, like for instance, like being in a relationship for like 8 or 10 years and mm-hmm. shit, and niggas like, damn, how can you do that and like not be married and shit, like
society's all goes back into society. I swear.
And I be trying to be the most aloof nigga and shit and not, like, I swear, like, I really, truly, like, try to go against the grain every chance I can, but it's still, like, it's mm-hmm. still prominent, it's still pungent.
It's really hard breaking, like, our generational curses mm-hmm. when you think about it. I mean, like, the topic of this podcast today, commitment, mm-hmm. it's all about what we've been conditioned to think commitment is.
Yeah, these are the ideas coming from a nigga whose mama and daddy has never been married.
And see, on the contrast...
Well, actually, my mama was married one time, but he used to be the ass. I forgot about that. We were super young. Okay. But yeah, I don't, like, you know...
Side note, we will be discussing domestic violence in black households in later episodes, but let's go back to this topic. Break.
Yeah. Yeah, views are tainted. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, even in a sense, my parents were married. They were married, I want to say they got married when I was 2, and they got divorced when I was probably 9, 10. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even with that, I still witnessed unhappiness. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what I thought was commitment, is that really commitment?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Is it really safe to say that because I commit to this man, I'm going to be wholeheartedly committed to myself? Am I, in a way, choosing commitment to this union rather than commitment to myself and what I want?
That's what I was saying about hiding. People can hide. That's true. You can just be a house mom forever. Mm-hmm. And it's like you never chased your dream or none of that shit. Like, mm-hmm. or some shit. But that's just what you was just saying. It like furthers the question, like, what is commitment? It's such an abstract, like...
And by no way did this podcast...
Like, to me, if in my opinion, no offense, but that's like not really commitment. Like, so mm-hmm. you really haven't seen commitment either if they mm-hmm. wasn't committed for
pure
real.
Pure commitment, wholehearted commitment. Yeah. Like, I like to...
Like forever and shit, like...
Exactly, and whatever that entails. Whether you... And I mean, how can you be truly committed to someone? Their growth is not stopping the point that you say, I'm committed to you and all that comes with you. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you're committed to them evolving. Maybe if that even means moving away from you. So you're going to be committed to somebody?
Yeah.
In that sense? Point.
That's true.
So, I mean, by no way does this podcast serve its purpose as answering that question, y'all. I just wanted you guys to open your minds in going on this journey with us. But to close out, I'd like to ask Josh, like I think I asked him earlier, after our conversation, what are you in today? What's today? June?
June 26th.
What are you committed to? Even in relationships and in yourself. And even platonic relationships. Because I'm committed to making sure that my son is the best man that I see that he could be. I'm committed to making sure that he grows up to be an amazing husband, provider, and father. And just all-around friend. A very good influence to people that are in contact with him. An influencer. A positive influencer. Mm-hmm. I'm committed to bettering myself so I could be a better mother. I'm committed to healing things that I don't speak of before he gets to notice that I'm dealing with those things. I'm committed to getting my master's degree. I'm committed to making sure, you know, I do these podcasts in a form of therapy. I'm committed to being the best sister, daughter, mother. Every role that I play, I'm committed to being the best at that. So, what are you committed to today?
Nothing. All right. Thank y'all for this. Deep breaths with Bree.
Deep breaths.
And they told me to be honest.
I really do appreciate you coming and chilling. You're like family. Like, seriously, fam. This has been a very eye-opening experience. I really kind of thought, I don't know why I thought that I'd have all the questions and you'd have all the questions. And by the end of this podcast, we'd have a good, you know, idea of what commitment is. But honestly, this podcast kind of opened up to what commitment is not.
And what it could be.
Exactly. And is commitment even a thing?
Is it really even a thing?
Is it? I'm trying to think if I'm going to do like a part two on this or something.
They say time is man-made and it's not necessarily real. So you never know.
Gosh.
I'm not saying time ain't real. I'm just saying they say. Some people say. Say Earth is flat. You heard about that?
I mean, I personally think that it is. I've never, you know, I've been on a mountain and hills and stuff, but I feel like the earth always seems to level itself out. I don't feel that I've ever, you know, walked in an incline. So.
You believe in gravity?
What's below the earth when you think?
Below the earth.
We need to do episodes where we just are questioning society's norms.
420 episode.
No, for real. 420 episode. We gon', you know, we gonna get lit and we're just gonna talk and just, yeah. Jasmine, do you have any words before we close out? And before you kill Josh on the way home?
Yeah, this is really my last word. This is the last recording of me. This is crazy. I didn't even think about this. Just so y'all know, I'm not the least bit suicidal anymore, so.
Oh my god.
Don't believe none of the stories.
Anymore. But yes, I appreciate.
But nah, let's get our deep breaths.
I appreciate you coming on, and let's do our three deep breaths in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in 3. Out. In 3. Out. One more time. In 3. In out. All right. Thanks again, Josh.
Thank you. I'm honored.
And in the words of the late and great Nipsey Hussle, it's not on you, it's in you. And what's in you, they can't take away. The marathon continues.